Missouri Net News, I'm Bill Wise. Another attempt to require what supporters call paycheck protection is being considered by a group of state lawmakers. Elisa Nelson has this report.
A state House committee is considering a bill again this year that supporters call paycheck protection. Sykeston Representative Holly Rader's bill would require annual consent from public employees before union dues could be collected from their paychecks. Velda Village Hills Representative Clem Smith opposes it and says government should not intervene. The bill is considered to be closely related to right to work and has been offered for several years. Elisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
Governor Nixon will present his final State of the State address tonight. Mike Lear has more.
This will be Nixon's eighth address to a joint session of the state's General Assembly. In it, he'll lay out his legislative agenda and, per the Constitution, his proposed budget for the fiscal year that begins July 1. Nixon has given few hints as to what his proposed spending plan will include, but he does intend to propose $131 million more dollars for programs helping those with developmental disabilities. He also plans to increase performance-based funding for colleges and universities as part of an agreement with them to freeze tuition. Nixon's tone in his addresses has been more aggressive since his re-election in 2012. It was the next State of the State after that, for example, that he called for Medicaid expansion under federal health care reform, something Republicans oppose. Republicans hope he'll take a firm position on transportation funding and propose a pay increase for state employees. You can watch a live stream of tonight's address at MissouriNet.com. Mike Lear, Missouri Net, at the Capitol.
A Nemo, Missouri woman has been sentenced to 7 years in prison for the death of her 10-month-old son, who died in a hot car from heat exposure. Brandy Abel had pleaded guilty to first-degree involuntary manslaughter for the August 1st, 2015 incident. Her husband is facing the same charge and is due in court in March. You're listening to news on Missouri Net. Freezing drizzle, ice, and snow have impacted Missouri in the last 24 hours. Meteorologist Gene Hatch says there's more on the way tonight.
We are expecting another relatively slowly moving winter system to move across the area. We could see wintry precipitation begin to impact portions of western Missouri as early as 7 or 8 o'clock this evening. And the potential with that, as it spreads from west to east across the state, is for another round of mixed precipitation with potential for freezing drizzle again.
Hatch says there is the potential for another glaze of ice for portions of Missouri. The Cape Girardeau area and the Boot Heel of Missouri are still under a winter storm warning until noon today. Roads have been impacted by the snow and ice of the last 24 hours. For more information, find the MoDOT travel information map at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to news on Missouri Net.